This is the you came to Love All Servo, and also that you've done a bit of a door-to-door at Malden Manor together with me. So yeah. You had a kind of a, you know, full time with me this
Free
summer.
Time,
yes.
Yeah.
You enjoyed it?
Yeah, I do.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. So I just want to want all of us, you know, to know you a bit more. You know, what turned you around? The story that what turned you around, okay? Mm-hmm. To God. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's hear it.
Oh, okay. First of all, is it okay to let me take a picture first? It's not like a special, it's very special for me to stand here and talk. Yeah, okay. Yeah, once
Young
in a
generation.
Lifetime. Yeah, whatever.
You're not in the picture.
I'm not in the picture. Wait, can I just speak with this one? It's fine, right? I don't want to. Free hands. Hello. Hello, good morning. My name is Anson, everybody knows. Thank you here to come here today to witness this baptism of mine. It's a very special occasion because you guys will hardly see me. It took me 5 hours to get here, and I will be going back to Swansea after this baptism right now, going back to Swansea University. But yeah, for real, thank you here to witness this. I'm very grateful. So, let me talk about my background. I'm a born Christian. So my mom is a Christian. I was born in a Christian family in Hong Kong. Christianity is quite common in Hong Kong. Back home, there are lots of churches, Christian school you can attend to. And luckily, I was in one. So I was taught as Christian when I was small. For the past 18 years, I went to church every week and it became normalized. I thought I know God, but the God that I know is just on paper. I just read him out loud and everything just passed from my right ear in, left ear out. It's just become a normal part of my life. Like all the blessing from God, I just normalized. This changed when I went to exchange to Denmark and later on come to UK to study. This time I found myself more time by myself. I got more time to be alone and reflect what happened in my life. Gave me an opportunity to deeply see how beautiful my life is and the blessing from God. I began to see how God has blessed me in countless ways in my life and family. The opportunity to study abroad, special experience that I had. This all possible because of His grace. My relationship with God got closer and closer. Although sometimes I go away and sometimes I come back, but God never gave me up. It's very special because after I think I got closer to God, God just keep on wanting to talk to me. I believe with that. God has spoken to me through different people and circumstances. Like for one example is that one time I feel so depressed, I argue with my mom back home about like why my life is like so late and like compared to others. Why is it so bad? I cried and shut my door, and it's very sad because I just closed my door and shut and lie on my bed, and in that moment, my phone just rang. One of my friends, she just sent me a message talking about the passage of in the Bible, talking about a time for everything. Exactly what I talked about with my mom just then, and I talked to my friend, did my mom find you? And she said, no, why is that? It's just, she just sent me the thing I need to hear at that moment. It's not occasion, it's just, it's not like coincidence. God wants to talk to me. Although the passage isn't like exactly talk about this, but He wants to comfort me. I feel that. It's just, I'm so blessed that God is with me whenever I need. And for these past few years, I'm getting closer and closer to God. And I feel I became a better person, kind of. Because when my friends find me and talk about their feelings and how sad they are, I mean, teenagers, right? I get the chance to talk with them through God. God have the chance to talk to them through me. I talk about Bible verses and like a daily Bible verses book. It's very amazing because whenever what my friend need to hear, the book just talks about it. And I just tell them what the book talk about and they just feel relief. God is with us every day, work within us. I'm so blessed that I become one of his tool to spread the gospel, and become making more people to witness how grateful is our God. Today I choose here to be baptized as a public declaration of my faith in Jesus Christ and repentance of my sin. I believe he died for my sin and rose again. Although it's very hard to be Jesus, but I pray that God will give me a chance to be more like him. Like just like a few days ago, when I was in my accommodation, someone urinated in front of my window at 2 a.m. in the morning. I noticed that and I just run out and try to find that guy and I try to confront him under the rain. It's very hard to love people, right? But I pray God that allow me to do so. I pray the Holy Spirit give me strength to do so. I pray that because I forgive people, God will forgive me too, just what he said in the Bible. So I want to follow him wholeheartedly and continue to grow in my relationship with him. I'm very grateful with his love, and I'm looking forward to what will he do to my life. Right.
Thank you so much, Anson. I think through Alpha Course last year, Stephen and Peter became such a good mentors to Anson. So let's invite Stephen and Peter. And Tonya will share maybe a quick story with quick prayers, please.
I was thinking about Anson because we were on the Alpha Course together and he was always asking interesting questions. They were very challenging. But for me, walking with the Lord, one important thing is to wait upon the Lord. So in Isaiah 40:31, it says, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." So thank you, Lord, for Anson, for his enthusiasm, his desire to really find the truth, to witness to you. And Lord, may you encourage him to spend time with you, to feel empowered and transformed, and to continue the good work that you're doing in his life, and to continue to be a flame for you. Amen.
Well, thank you for this opportunity. I think we've heard and we've seen what a courageous guy this is. I mean, think of the Anson of 2 years ago. I am so impressed with this guy. He's a learner, and he's got an amazing heart for the Lord. And it's just a real privilege to be up here praying for him now. So, Lord, thank you so much for the thoughtfulness of Anson. Thank you for his good heart. Thank you for his godly spirit and for committing his life to you already. And now we'll see more evidence of that in his baptism. I pray, Lord, just please keep filling his heart with your Holy Spirit. So he will know you with him in all ways and for always. Please be with him in challenging times ahead, challenging and exciting times as a young engineer. How I wish I'd had the Lord or known the Lord when I was at his age as an engineer. But thank you that he has that, and may he walk with you in his work, in his workplace, with his colleagues, and in all of his relationships. And may he know you all the days of his life, Lord. Amen.
And lastly,
I feel incredibly blessed to witness my brother's deepening relationship with God. Everyone who have had a conversation with my brother would knew that he has always been a curious person, often reflecting on life's big questions and searching for truth in the Bible. It has been such a privilege to walk alongside him on this journey, to hear his thoughts and to have meaningful discussions and see his faith grow stronger. Seeing him take the step of faith through baptism reminds me how God works in each of our lives, drawing us closer to him in his perfect timing. I'm so proud of how he continues to live out his faith, and I know God that God will use him in incredible ways. I'm excited to see what's ahead for him and grateful that we can support and encourage each other as we both grow in faith. Now let's come together in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of today and for the joy of witnessing my brother's baptism. We praise you for the work you've done in his heart, drawing him closer to you, and for his decision to follow you through his baptism, through his beautiful step of faith. Please, Lord, continue to guide and strengthen him as he walks with you, using his life for your glory and purpose. Lord, we also pray for the church. May it remain a place where your good news is shared and your love is experienced. Strengthen its leaders and unite its members so they can boldly proclaim the gospel and bring hope to those who are searching for you. Let the church be a light that draws people closer to knowing your grace and truth. We also bring before you the world. In a time of so much division and uncertainty, we pray for your peace and bring healing, your wisdom, to guide us leaders, and your love to restore hope. May the good news of your salvation reach hearts everywhere, bringing transformation to lives and community across the world, including Hong Kong. In all these things, we trust in your power, love, and plan. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Okay, isn't this amazing that to hear that such a young man like Anson come forward to God, and you know, and also to hear that so many people of God been encouraging him, family and also friends in church. So, Anson, time to go. Okay. Right. Thank you so much. Okay. Can I invite Simon, the front?
And let me invite a little children, young people, to come forward if you want to observe closely.
Okay, let's get down to business. Before you step into the pool, let me ask you this question to, you know, for you to declare your faith by answering these questions. Do you believe in one God, the Father, Son, Holy Spirit? Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Do you turn from sin, renounce evil, and intend to follow Christ? Last question. Will you live within the fellowship of the church? Will you serve Jesus Christ in the Lord? You will, yeah? Okay. So you are ready to be baptized. Please come on in. Anson, we have heard your repentance and faith. As you come today to be baptized, and God will do a new things in you through the power of the Holy Spirit. Now I baptize you, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, thank you for opening the heaven door for Anson. As Jesus baptized, you said, the beloved son, beloved child, just like now you are saying to Anson that you are my beloved child. So Lord, we confidently ask you to lead to your way, Lord. We confidently ask you to protect and guide all his life, Lord. And thank you for his passion that he wants to know your kingdom business rather too much sometimes, Lord. But it's such a good thing to have a young man very enthusiastic about you, Lord. So now he decided to follow you, Jesus Christ, as a Lord and Savior, Lord. Bless him. Bless him abundantly. In Jesus' name, amen.
The word says, forget the former things, do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Do you not perceive it? It springs up, making a way in the wilderness and streams of water in the wasteland. As Anson takes this step of faith with his passion for your name, with his desire to share you with others, with his genuine heart, Lord God, may you pour out your spirit upon him, continuing to anoint him and equip him for all that you have for him. May he go henceforth in your name.